This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. The KISW baseball shirt is in the Rock Shop. And you got to get it, man. It looks sweet. You know what those baseball shirts are. They're T-shirts, but they got the long sleeves, either black or blue, actually, you can get now. With
the 3/4-inch sleeves, isn't that what they call them?
That's what it is.
Yeah. Makes you feel official.
You're official. Oh, yeah, you're ready. You're ready to throw that fastball. Got a big baseball logo on the front of it. It looks sweet, man. And they come in black or blue colors. You want it, because if the summer's coming, the good weather's coming. It's right around the corner, damn it. It's here. Look outside, DJ.
Okay.
That's bright.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still a little hazy, though.
It's good enough. It's Seattle summer.
Okay, you're right. You want more info? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B Migs. Don't be a loser.
Ooh. Whoa.
B Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to B Migs. It's time to turn down for Thursday.
Search out for what?
Right, man. Friday Junior.
Fantastic Thursday, too.
Oh, yeah.
Thanos Thursday.
That's right. Rev is seeing Avengers Endgame tonight. I'll be seeing it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Along with Vicky B. She and I will be actually in the same theater, but I think we'll probably be sitting a lot of seats apart.
I like the middle. I am that person. And you're like the edge, so you can go pee.
Yeah, that's exactly why. I used to like the middle, but not anymore.
Yeah. You've seen all the memes. Are you ready? Because people are already posting memes on where exactly you can go pee.
I know
where, but when.
I have a
popcorn bucket.
I have a list. I'll send it to you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to need it.
Just hold it for 3 hours.
Can't people just
do that? You can't do that?
No.
Wow.
No. And we're gonna go eat beforehand, so I know. There might be even a couple of bathroom breaks.
Yeah. See, I'm not going to get any soda. There's going to be no popcorn when I'm watching this. I don't want to miss a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to have to miss a couple minutes.
Oh, dang.
That's okay, though. I may see it again anyway, so it's one of those things where, hey, I'll get to see whatever scene I missed.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, sir.
Thanks, pal.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Ken in Tacoma. Ken, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Weezer tickets. They're going to be at Washington State Fair on September 1st. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want Weezer tickets, you can get them now at thefair.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Ken will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ken, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's get it on.
The operating mode of the U.S. Department of Transportation, what does the first A stand for in FAA?
Aviation?
Yes. What 2001 reality contest show was hosted by Joe Rogan?
Pass.
What was the name of the Orson Welles radio play that caused hysteria in 1938?
War of the Worlds.
Yes. According to the saying, speech is silver, but silence is what?
Golden.
Yes. Which actress won an Oscar for Girl Interrupted and played Laura Croft?
Pass.
The zombie cocktail is known to have various types of what spirit?
Vodka?
No.
Gin?
No.
Rum?
Yes. The Smithsonian Institution is located in what city?
Washington, D.C.
Yes. Who starred as the title character in the 90s Robin Hood Prince of Thieves?
Is that Jake Gyllenhaal?
No.
Pass.
Of the first five presidents of the United States, which number was James Monroe?
456.
Well, I mean, it was one of those answers, but it was the second one. I mean,
I don't know how you got to make that call, buddy.
I feel like the when he said them all, the buzzer was still kind of going. So
yeah, we'll give it to him. Fine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct.
All righty. Good job, Vic.
And if it's the deciding factor, I'll just blame Vicky.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
And I'll be like, hey, well, no, Vicky screwed Steve this
time. I'll get a song, so what do I care?
Yeah, I know exactly, right?
That'll be great.
Well, we'll see how it works out.
All right.
Steve enters the room. Looking fantastic.
Thank you.
I don't know. I just want to give you a compliment there.
Okay. Right. I appreciate that. No, I'm not going to kiss him.
No. I'll be later. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
The operating mode of the U.S. Department of Transportation. What does the first A stand for in FAA?
America?
No.
Automotive?
No.
Auto?
No.
Mobile?
Wow. No. What 2001?
Airlines?
No. What 2001 reality contest show was hosted by Joe Rogan?
Fear Factor.
Yes. What was the name of the Orson Welles radio play that caused hysteria?
War of the Worlds.
Yes. According to the saying, speech is silver, but silence is what?
Golden.
Yes. Which actress won an Oscar for Girl Interrupted and played Lara Croft?
Angelina Jolie.
Yes. The zombie cocktail is known to have various types of what spirit?
What?
The zombie cocktail.
Vodka.
No.
Rum.
Yes. The Smithsonian Institution is located in what city?
Philadelphia.
No.
Washington, D.C.
Yes. Who starred as the title character in the 90s Robin Hood Prince of Thieves?
Oh, crap. Cary Elwes?
No.
Brian Adams?
No.
Robin Williams?
No. Oh. Of the first five presidents of the United States, which number was James Monroe?
He was the fifth.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win. Oh. 7-6.
Yeah. Sorry, Ken.
God damn it.
Yeah, fear was a factor, unfortunately.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
I like what you did there.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, because you didn't get it right. He's a man.
Yeah, he is. What did you say? How long? When did Fear Factor debut?
2001.
Wow, it's that old. Yeah. I can't believe we're almost hitting the 20th anniversary of that show.
Joe Rogan ran it from 2001 to 2006, I think.
Damn.
And then it had, I think, like Tracy Morgan did it or something like that. No, he did the other scary one.
He did Scare Tactics.
Yeah, Scare Tactics.
I think it's like what's her face?
Oh, sorry.
Ludacris?
I think Ludacris is doing it now for some reason.
They're doing it now?
It's on MTV. They did like a reboot of it.
Wait,
MTV
Fear
is still on?
MTV is still on?
All right, so are we talking Fear Factor or Scare Tactics?
Fear Factor, I think.
Yeah, Fear Factor. Scare Tactics was on Sci-Fi with Shannon Doherty.
Yeah, and then Tracy Morgan was on that, yeah.
I love that show.
Really?
Yeah, it was funny.
It looked so hokey to me.
Well, kind of was, but it was still fun to watch people freak the F out.
Yeah, I'm with Reb on that. It was very hokey.
It was bitter because it was on the Sci-Fi Network, and it really had nothing to do with science fiction.
Well, that and the wrestling that they had on there.
That was weird. I'll agree. When WWE was having their programming on the Sci-Fi Network, that was odd.
And I was pissed because I think they put on Voyager. Oh, no, it was Voyager. They put The Rock on there, and I go, really? Are they trying to make me have sci-fi wrestling together?
Yes.
It was one of the first things The Rock ever did. He was an intergalactic wrestler.
Sure, why not?
Or something like that.
Cross promotion.
Yeah. Makes sense.
It was like, come on.
Awesome.
One of the ones you missed, Ken did get correct. The operating mode of the U.S. Department of Transportation. The first A in the FAA stands for aviation.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we're looking for airplanes, not automobiles there.
Nice going, Steve.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then nobody got who starred as the title character in the 90s Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, which I liked. You went Cary Elwes, who I believe was the guy who did Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yes.
Yeah.
From Saw.
Yes.
The guy from Saw.
Yeah, exactly.
No, this was a flop.
Kevin Costner?
Kevin Costner.
With his very bad English accent.
It was a flop?
I thought it didn't do well, the Prince of Thieves.
See, I love that.
I love that.
Yeah.
People made fun of him. Maybe it's a flop or not.
Looking back at it now, it's really bad.
People made fun of him because his accent was just horrible.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible at that. I don't even think he even tried at it, but I thought it was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it had Christian Slater in it. Okay,
maybe,
the man.
Maybe it wasn't as much of a flop as I remember.
I mean, so it got 51 on Rotten Tomatoes, but 72% of the audience liked it.
All right.
How much money did it make, though, in the box office?
$3.
Probably made about as much as the upcoming Avengers film.
Probably not.
Yeah. Probably not.
Somebody's disappointed. Where are all the Avengers questions today, Rev?
I wasn't going to bombard everyone with that. That was going to be a little too much.
Tomorrow you're going to do it, right? When it's the official. I mean, even though today,
I'm going to spoil the movie via all of the different questions, so you'll have to dig really hard, but you'll be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 7 correct.
Thank you.
And it made almost $400 million, and it was the second highest grossing film of 91 behind Terminator 2.
All right, never mind.
It was a success.
Yeah,
I guess I'm thinking of something different.
I'm sure people make fun of it. It's one of those things they love to make fun of, but everyone loves.
Was that the one that had the Robin Hood, the Bryan Adams song?
I think you're right. I think that is the one.
Yes, it did.
What was that song again?
Everything I do it for
everything
you.
Yeah.
I might do it during karaoke. Don't quote me on that.
Do it for you.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
I know the song.
Do you?
Yeah. Do you know who sings it? Then how about you let them? Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Oh.
That's it. Got a new survey. Turns out that this is surprising. 71% of people say that their commute is usually peaceful and relaxing.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
No.
Dude, I would agree when there's no traffic. Coming in every morning, I don't mind driving. It's about 40 minutes to get here. And I'm pretty chill. I enjoy it. I get to listen to some stuff, music or podcasts.
All right.
You know, kind of get my mind going. Going home, the minute I hit traffic, I'm miserable.
Yeah.
Even if it's a 5-minute commute, if I'm in traffic for all those 5 minutes, I just get tired and I'm drained. I don't mind driving as long as I'm driving the speed limit.
I wonder what it is. It's like, is it much more difficult to drive in traffic? I mean, you slow down. I feel like sometimes you can even relax a little bit when you're in traffic because, you know, you can sort of look at something or whatever.
Yeah. I'm just angry.
I feel like when you have a clear path, you're a little, it's a little easier to just kind of zone out and just go on autopilot where you're still driving, you're still paying attention. But if you're in traffic, you're kind of hyper aware of what everyone else is doing. You're stopping. It's just
you're surrounded.
It kind of kills the vibe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. Turns out the average person is late 77 times a year because of problems with their commute.
Oh, gosh, that's my life.
That's you.
Anytime I got to be somewhere, a lot of times at night, it's like, oh, hey, come meet up and do something at like 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. And I'm just like, I don't feel like leaving my house at 3 in order to be there by 5. So, I'm going to be late.
And since we get vacation days, don't feel so bad if you want to get more, because it turns out we spend an average of 19 extra work days in our car commuting every year. So even though we're not working, we're still basically committing that part of our lives to getting to work, and that's not fun stuff.
Now, I think about my dad back when, you know, he used to take the public transportation in New York, but still, you know, it took forever. Sometimes his commute coming home from work, he'd leave at 5, he'd get home at 8.
Dude, that's nuts.
And it's just like 3 hours was spent commuting back home.
Yeah, that's
crazy. No wonder why he was so pissed off at us.
Yeah, seriously?
He just got home and his stupid son's sitting in his lazy boy. He's like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely, dude. Seriously, that's insane. And then you have to turn right around and go back to work again?
Yeah, the next day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. That New York, some of the folks that I knew, like your father in New York, I'm like, dude, I don't know how you do it.
I was living in New Jersey, I had some friends that were doing construction and like installing windows, and they lived in like mid-Jersey around like Philly in that sort of area, and they would commute all the way up to New York, and it would be one person driving on the way up and the other person driving on the way down because it was just cheaper that way. But they were spending like 3 hours each way to drive.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's why it's funny when I tell people, still to this day, they're like, what's your commute like when they find out I live in Puyallup? I'm like, oh, it's about 5 minutes to get in the morning, maybe sometimes, you know, a little bit less. And people are like, oh my gosh, how do you do that? And all I think is, I grew up in my household growing up, a 2-hour commute was considered to be quick. So when I tell my mom's like, how long's your commute now? I'm like, oh, it's about 40 minutes. She's like, oh, that's amazing. Well, I was here, people are just like, I couldn't do that.
What would she say to my commute? My commute's like 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
She'd probably be like, what kind of alien are you?
Right. What is that? We did not understand that world. Yeah, like back when I lived in Queen Anne, when my commute was like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I miss those days.
Those were nice days.
They were pretty rad.
I've thought about leaving Mercer Island and going to different places because I can definitely get more bang for my buck. But the commute is just, I can't beat the commute. Just get on 90 and here I go. I mean, it's just, you know, and I have access to Bellevue. I have access to all of the major freeways.
If you were going to go somewhere, where would you want to live?
Oh, West Seattle.
West Seattle?
Yeah.
Where you want to live with Danny?
Right with Danny. Yeah. I'm trying to get him to kick the girlfriend out so I can go live with him.
No,
but so right now, Danny's like, well, you're kind of not attractive. And I'm like, whatever.
Try harder.
Don't judge me by the looks.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's what happened at Men's Weekend, that whole conversation, yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And Danny's like, sorry, you're just not pretty enough. Sorry, buddy.
So West Seattle, that'd be your spot.
Yeah, I looked at places and everything, but I will tell you that West Seattle Bridge and getting on 5 is a pain in the ass, and it was just like, I just don't want to do this, especially during the day when it's busy time. I don't want to do it. Now, Danny, you're lucky because you come at off hours, but I've been sort of stuck at the normal time, you know, coming from West Seattle, going, trying to get back to Seattle. Sometimes that line to get on 5 and that the way you have to get on 5 from the bridge, it's a goofy road.
Yeah, I usually don't go north during the day, and if I do, I take the bus.
Take a water taxi, BJ.
Or the water taxi.
Oh, I hadn't thought about a water. They got one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You've been living here this long, you didn't know there was a water taxi?
I really I heard there was a water taxi, but I didn't know where it went.
If I could pick anywhere, and it wouldn't even be a better commute, but okay. I would like to live on the water in Tacoma.
Oh.
Like right by Point Ruston, where they have all the new shops and all that. That'd be pretty sick.
Nice. Yeah, I've never been down there.
Oh,
so I don't really, yeah, I
it's
don't
think, beautiful
I haven't
now.
Been to Point Ruston.
As a guy who likes to walk... You should go down there during the summer, man. Mm-hmm. It's hopping.
Point Ruston, okay.
There's some new restaurants. It's like it's own little like community of like, you know, it's almost like a little like mall.
Okay.
It's outdoor mall.
Oh, I like that.
And a bunch of different places, a lot of good places to eat. And then you got the trail, quote unquote. It's just like, you know, a walkway, but it's on the water.
I like that too.
Yeah. And you get right into those Lime scooters or like those big carriages with the bicycle wheels. We can all get in one together.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, we'd have to get two of them because I think.
Oh, you mean like the ones they have at Seaside, like those big.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, let's all pile into one.
All right.
Yeah, we got to do that. That's how they do it at Seaside.
I'll bring Lulu.
Yay!
Okay, ooh, can I bring Carl and Frank?
Oh, this was going to be a good time. You're going to bring those flea bags with you.
Rude.
Wow. Sorry.
We invited you, so yes, of course we're going to bring a flea bag.
Yeah, good point. All right, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, man. The floor is yours. Talk about something new, something old. But do remember, Steve has one rule for Listeners on the Loose.
And that's to show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, they will be gone and we'll have to say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Andrew and Bonnie Lake, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, you guys. How you doing?
Not too bad, Andrew. What you got for us today, buddy?
Well, for starters, I'm excited to go see Avengers at 6 o'clock tonight.
Oh, good luck to you.
I'm very excited about that. But I'm really excited about the new season of Cobra Kai that got sent out yesterday. I've binge-watched almost every single episode. I've got 3 episodes left. The writing on it is incredible.
Are they half-hour episodes? Is that what they are?
Yeah, they're only half-hour episodes, but it's so good.
Dude, you know what? I haven't got through the first season yet. I mean, I watched the first couple of episodes, and it is a good show. They did a good job with it. But gosh, I totally forgot about Cobra Kai.
Honestly, I watched the first episode. I thought it was awesome. But I don't have YouTube as a subscription, but they gave you the first episode for free, crack, which is cool. But then I forgot. I completely forgot that the show was on. I was like, I kept meaning to go back to it. I need to, because that first episode was great.
Steve, you will love it. I'm telling you, the new 80s homage stuff they did in the season 2 is fantastic. They even brought back the original Cobra Kai team.
Oh, wait, so not just Johnny, but like the rest of the crew?
all of them except for Dutch.
Oh, yeah, that Dutch. He commands a high. He probably passed away. I was going to say something stupid. But
yeah.
For all I know, he's not with us anymore.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, YouTube Premium is what you need. That's the only thing you need on that one. See, again, all these services. I appreciate the call, Andrew. There's another show called Impulse that I love on YouTube Premium that's going to be starting up again soon, season two. But I don't, I mean,
YouTube is good at putting the guilt trip on you to subscribe to the premium, because whenever I do something, like if I'm like listening to a song, but then I turn my phone off and then I turn it back on because I'm like, oh crap, I have to keep my phone on in order to listen to the song. They'll say, you can listen to this with the phone doing whatever you want if you do YouTube Premium.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I don't want it, man. One of these days, I'm probably going to buckle down and do it, though.
I just love that you can download everything on your phone from YouTube. See, that's what's going to get me. Any service that allows me to put stuff on my device so I don't have to need Wi-Fi or cellular service
especially
to watch
since
it.
You travel so much.
Yeah, that you're going to get my business. I'm like, you know, a couple of you, I'm looking at you, a couple of you services. CBS app, you need to do that for me.
Hey, WWE Network, do that too.
Yeah.
That'd be nice for the few times that I do travel.
Yeah, Netflix does it. I don't think Hulu does it, but Netflix does.
And if it makes you feel better, Dutch from Karate Kid is still alive.
Okay,
he's
good.
Just not acting anymore. He was doing racing for a while, got injured, and now he has like a racing company that he partnered with.
Wait, so. He can't pop in for one episode?
Right.
Screw him.
Wow.
Now that Steve knows he's alive.
Now I'm mad at him.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's Listeners on the Loose. Also, The Tick started up, which, you know, a lot of us did. I love it.
Spoon!
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. It's a goofy superhero thing, but the guys is...
Is it Patrick Warburton still?
No, it's a different guy.
Oh.
Peter Serafinowicz, I think.
Pretty close to that. Yeah. He was in Shaun of the Dead and some other stuff like that.
And it's so good. Gosh, I talk about a show I've been binge watching. I just kept going episode after episode, and I will fly through this season. But it's on Amazon Prime. I like it a lot. Yeah, it's good. All right, let's talk about you and what you want to hear. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Justin in Ferndale. Justin, all the way up in the great state of Ferndale, you're on the Rock.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Not too bad, Justin. What you got for us, buddy?
Let's see here. So, once again, excited for Avengers, but just want to know what you guys' thoughts are on... Adam Warlock, compared to Captain Marvel, in the way that they're going to wrap this up.
Well, I don't know if anybody else knows about it. I don't know a whole lot about Adam Warlock, so I don't have a lot to say.
He was one in the comic books. He was one of the most integral parts of the whole Infinity War stuff. So it looks like they're kind of turning Captain Marvel into that sort of role.
And they kind of hinted at him at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, the golden people.
The golden people. And he's like, I shall call him Adam.
Oh, I guess they're going to use him for something else, buddy.
Yeah, I'm guessing Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah, that's what the rumors are at this point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, well, you know, the MCU definitely is veering away from just what the comic was about. They have
MCU
to.
MCU is...
It's now French.
Yeah.
The MCU is a French restaurant in the Marvel Universe.
The MCU.
I always laugh when you guys refer to it as MCU. You're trying to make comic books sound so, like, fancy.
Well, it's not comic books. It's a cinematic universe.
I know. It's a cinematic universe.
Don't start
the key
with us
difference,
nerds.
Man.
Wow. You know, for a guy that has how many different wrestling networks and different organizations and everything, and you're giving us a hard time for variety?
I'm the first to admit it's all stupid. You guys are all right. You guys try to make it sound more fancy.
You know what?
Than
you can say that. And when I see you have a conversation, you have serious conversations about wrestling with people.
But
so you may think it's stupid, but you really don't.
But I don't get butthurt when people make fun of it.
I'm not getting butter. I'm getting butter.
You seem rather aggressive about it right now.
Oh, I'm rather aggressive?
Yes.
Really? All right. I actually know why, because I don't bother you with wrestling. Maybe I should start picking on you for wrestling more.
You do all the time.
I don't think I ever
What's the
do.
First thing you brought up right now? Wrestling.
Well, I only bring up wrestling because you make fun of us, and I'm like, well, you like wrestling.
Yeah, I'm the first to make fun of myself about it.
All right.
I don't think I
make fun of you when you do your wrestling a lot. Maybe I think I'm losing my mind, but I think you make fun of us more than I make fun of you.
It's just funny when you say MCU. Why can't you just say Marvel?
Well, because one's the Marvel Cinematic Universe and one is the not Marvel Cinematic Universe.
See, if you just say Marvel, are you talking about the comics? Steve, it would be like talking to you about the WCW, but talking about NWA. Like,
yeah, what
sure,
if we call it all WWE?
There's sort of a similarity.
No. I've heard an offhand, I heard an offline conversation where I think you called somebody stupid because they called everything WWE. Was that me or am I losing my mind?
I have no idea.
It would also
be make some up.
It would be along the same lines as your grandma calling every video game console Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just chalk it up to grandma being old and dumb.
You know what? We can't.
No, we can't win.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I know.
Win with guy doesn't care.
We can try to make fun of everything Steve does, and he's just like, man, whatever.
And I'd be like, yeah, you're right.
I know.
It is stupid.
There really is nothing sacred in Steve's life.
I hate you, Steve.
Yeah.
that's a fair response. Yeah, fair response.
There we go.
I take this seriously, damn it.
Well, of course, Avengers is.
But I just feel like I hear MCU way more now than I ever have before.
Is it because
we have 20-something movies, and that's why?
I think
22 movies, Steve.
Yeah, and they're all successful. You know, the movies outside of that, which would be the Sony movies and the 20th Century Fox movies. I mean, there's been some good X-Men movies, but otherwise, the Marvel properties outside of the MCU have not really been that good. And then, of course, like Rev said, you know, they've sort of done their own thing with the movies as opposed to what's in the comic books. And so that's why you have to call it the cinematic universe.
But now, since that's wrapping up and then Disney bought Fox, everything's going to get smushed together and they're going to do whatever the hell they want. It's all going to be
one
big mixing pot of new movies.
Time Magazine put out a gigantic issue. Now, it's one thing like with Entertainment Weekly or somebody does like, oh, hey, here's the superhero edition. But when Time, which has always been like, you know, Time, Life, those have been the fancy magazines.
Uh-huh.
And so I saw like Time has a big Avengers issue. It's just an Avengers only. Here's the whole story of the entire Marvel world.
Oh, neat.
Why they're amazing. Yeah, you see, if you can see it in a magazine, Joe, you probably want to get one, Rev. It's probably semi-collectors. I don't know. But I'm like, Time. Like, they're doing a whole thing based on superheroes. There's no way when I was a kid, anybody would believe that Time magazine would give a crap about Spider-Man and all the stuff I loved.
But we did know that Time gives a crap about things that make a lot of money.
Yes, they do.
That's why they're talking about it.
And that is the thing that they've talked about. We're witnessing the end of history. We may not see a run the way we've seen this MCU run, which started with Iron Man in 2008 and will pretty much end. They'll still continue movies, but this just blockbuster run from 2008 until now, ending with Avengers Endgame, pretty much every movie they've made has been successful. There's been some clunkers as far as whether or not we've liked them that much, but they've all been really successful, all these Marvel movies. And wouldn't you think of any franchise that's ever had that kind of success, almost 20 years of making movies? It's nuts. Even
Police Academy.
Yeah, hey, they had 8 fantastic films.
Damn straight.
They own the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nuts. And so,
Rev, I mean, this is such a big deal. I'm shocked you're going to go in on Thursday. You're going to be able to come to work tomorrow.
You know what? I had to make sure that I... There was a couple of like 7 p.m. shows. I realized there is no way. I found one 6 p.m. show, and I'm going to be dragging ass tomorrow.
No, I think
I'm not
talking about just being tired, but emotions.
Oh yeah, I'm fine. I had my movie last time. Like last year was my movie. This one was just the one to finish it all.
But this is it.
Well, I mean, spoiler alert. Someone says Rev, tell him that Batman kills Thanos.
Yeah. What? Come on.
But this is it. This is no spoilers. This is just a lot of these actors. No matter what happens, are going to be done after this movie. Right? Haven't we heard that pretty much this is the last for like Chris Evans and for Robert Downey Jr.?
A lot of their contracts are up at this point.
Yeah, and I keep hearing they're just going to go on in the future with new characters, and that might even be new actors playing the characters. So I'm not saying anything that's happening in the movie. I'm just saying the actors themselves will be done.
Oh, yeah.
So this will be emotional for me no matter what happens, is what I'm thinking.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to be crying, Steve, like the Hulk music.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
Vicky.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you keep tabs on his tears. Let us know at what point in this
movie. How many times?
Luckily, the seats are big, and Vicky looks like such a small child in those big seats at the theater.
I can't reach the bottom.
Dude, it is hysterical.
For real?
Honestly, we got to take a picture of Vicky. Last time we were at the theater together.
Is this one of those fancy assigned seating places you're going?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
I don't know how fancy it is, but it does have assigned seating.
Well, if it has assigned seating, I assume it's fancy.
But when we were in Vegas, we went to see Captain Marvel in Vegas. And Vicky,
we had the reclining seats.
And Vicky got that chair, Steve. And it really, I was like, oh my God, she looks like she's 5 in this chair.
Awesome.
And she has all of her food, and she's pretty much, you know, she's still got a lot of energy. So she's bouncing around, and she does look like a little child. I mean, it really
don't
is.
Don't they offer, like, booster seats at this point?
I think we need to get one for her.
That's why I have to sit in the middle and make sure there's no one, like, really tall in front of me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be funny seeing Vicky tomorrow night, because that's when we're seeing it. And, Steve, I don't know. Do you feel the peer pressure yet? Because it's getting, like, 96, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yesterday, I was 100% thinking I'll just wait for it to come out. on Showtime or something.
Yeah.
Now I'm definitely leaning towards purchasing it when it comes out on demand.
Oh.
Whoa, look at you. Closer. Okay, closer and closer. Dude, I keep reading these reviews saying it's so damn good.
They're saying it's the best of all of the MCU, which is like all of those movies since Iron Man. 22 movies, they're saying it's the best one.
What if we do like a mandate and we all go see it in 4DX?
I'm not opposed to that.
We can't bring Danny then if it's a mandate, right?
And I don't want to go. I'm good.
And we can't bring Rev because he gets motion sickness.
Yeah.
So they could go. They could wait outside.
Yes.
We could like
for three hours.
We could tie him to the fire pole or something.
We'll go get sushi, Rev.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Why would you want to tie me to the
like
fire
pole? Like a dog. I'm thinking like what people do with their dogs is what you say.
Yeah. We'll leave you a bowl of water.
Oh, nice.
The fire pole. By the way, how many fire poles are about to say?
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I don't either.
He's losing it.
I just want to eat.
Are you hungry? Yes, I'm same way. I'm with you, buddy. We only have a half hour. We can eat, Steve. All right, you pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Where's that fire pole?
Your call should text at 933 on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So, Steve, let's talk hockey. Thoughts on the Wild first round, and who do you have in the second round? I think I'm a wild card team, going with the Avs, the Blues, the Columbus Blue Jackets, or the Hurricanes. They all have a legit chance at the Cup. It gets me excited for our own franchise. Best playoffs of any sport.
The Blue Jackets' dream ends here.
Yeah.
Okay, can I just say that now?
Yeah, you think the Boston's going to beat them.
Now I'm involved.
You think Boston's going to beat them.
The Boston is now, they're the best team in hockey that's left in the playoffs.
I'm rooting for the Hurricanes. The reason being is that they made news this season because of their end-of-game celebrations that were pissing off the hockey purists.
Oh, really? What were they doing?
They would come up with creative ways to celebrate in front of their fans, whether it be like a human bowling kind of a situation, or you know how like football players do touchdown celebrations? If they would win the game, they would do an insanely choreographed, orchestrated ending for their fans. It's very cocky and silly, but I thought it was funny. And but some people, the purist Don Cherry, who I think it's funny that he's like he was calling them jerks. So now they're calling their team they're called the Jerks.
Oh, nice.
A joke. So that's why I'm rooting for them. And I love Don Cherry, but I think it's funny a guy who wears suits made out of sofa patterns is making fun of them.
No, you're absolutely right,
for doing something ridiculous.
You know what? That is a really good point. Don Cherry has been, I mean, honestly, I mean, a great hockey dude. But you know, you look at him and you go, okay, Don, really?
Right.
And for him to sit there, and anybody that wants to innovate and make the game more fun, which is pretty much what you could say he's done.
Yeah.
Why would he be against this? Why does he have to come off like the old guy?
Because he's the old guy.
Yeah.
And it's that old-time hockey thing. But they embraced when he called them a bunch of jerks. Like, their Twitter handle changed to something like, you know, they kept their normal Twitter handle, but the name was like a bunch of jerks or something along those lines. So I kind of want to watch those guys go pretty far because I think it's pretty funny. In fact, when they won in overtime, one of their goalies was going to celebrate with all the guys, but he fell as he's skating. So he just kept sliding and like pretending that he was flying, which
that's awesome.
They have a great sense of humor.
I wonder if that's a year-to-year thing, Steve, because I know some teams are superstitious, because I remember the Red Sox outfield used to celebrate that way. They would always do some sort of pantomime thing where they would look like two guys would be filming one guy, and it would be the left fielder, center fielder, right fielder would come together at the end of each win, do one of these things, and it became a thing they did at every win that they did. They stopped doing it, and they didn't do it last season. They're not doing it this season. So I'm wondering if it's a superstition thing, because it'd be great to see teams just do stuff like that all the time.
Well, it's funny because we have a text about the Spittin' Chicklets podcast, and I bring it up also because they're a bunch of former players, and they contend the best teams are the teams that party together. He says, like, maybe in other sports it's different, but you look at Vegas last year, you look at even the Capitals last year. He says the chemistry is at its best when you go out drinking with the boys. Even though you're hungover for the game or hungover the next day for early morning practices, there's a camaraderie that you build with going out and partying together.
That's an interesting point.
But we have a text about Spittin' Chicklets because someone said, Migs, did you hear the latest Spittin' Chicklets podcast, the one with Wayne Gretzky and the pizza box story? It's insane.
Yes, this was retired NHL goaltender Byron Defoe, and he was on that podcast, and it was Marty McSorley pranking Wayne Gretzky. Is that what this was about?
I haven't heard the whole episode yet, just because I'm a little bit behind on that podcast. But I did see this clip because it started circulating on the web. People were grabbing it, and Marty McSorley, who used to play with Wayne Gretzky, he's known as one of the enforcers. He was basically a guy to protect the greatest hockey player of all time on the ice. But he was also known for being a great pranker. And I think he was the only guy that had maybe the courage to prank Wayne Gretzky. And here's Byron talking about it.
Yeah, because it's a great conversation that Byron is going to talk to about Wayne Gretzky and the pranking of Wayne Gretzky.
I think we were in Washington, and it was an off day, so we just had a practice. And Marty bought a bunch of pizzas for the boys after practice, and he put one of the pizzas in Wayne's stall. And Wayne came and opened it up, and instead of a pizza, Marty had left a deposit that usually you would leave in a toilet. And it was... So, yeah, I mean, you know, anyone that could give him crap would be Marty.
As it were.
Literally.
literally, yeah. Oy, 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 in a pizza box?
Yeah.
We
wouldn't mess with a pizza box like that. We weren't rich hockey players. I would eat the pizza, not do stuff in the pizza box.
No. Oh, gosh. I mean, there's camaraderie there, right? I guess if you feel like you're close enough to Wayne Gretzky, the best player of everything, I'm going to take a dooski in the pizza box. Here you go, Wayne. Jeez.
I would like to know how Wayne reacted to that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Did he just laugh it off?
Did somebody tell us that people would do that in football helmets?
Grant Wistrom shared a story once of defecating in a teammate's football helmet when he was on the Seahawks, I believe.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Because somebody pranked him. And that ends the pranking.
Yeah, it does.
Honestly, I would say, guys, I think we need to stop.
That's it. Where are we going to go from here? You've just taken a dooski in my football helmet and my pizza box. This is going to escalate to murder at this point.
But I think you can go to another level. I just don't think we should.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm with you on that.
That's...
Oof. Oh, man. I was hungry.
I'm always hungry.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
Earlier, we were talking about just doing something kind of baller where you would say, like, oh, I'm going to buy drinks for everybody or I'm going to leave a fat tip for somebody.
Oh, if you ran into a little bit of cash, if you had a little bit of money.
Somebody says, I gave a barista once who was a single mom a $250 tip just out of pure generosity. Now she's my wife.
Aww. Well, really?
How about that?
See, here's what I would like to say.
See, fellas, give baristas $250 tips. You might meet the woman of your dreams.
Here's what I would say. I'm going to say this now. Can we be honest? I'm glad he was honest, at least tell us he married her. So he obviously thought she was attractive and cute.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if she looked like you with a wig and still had the same issues, does he leave her a tip? No.
No, it probably leaves her a complaint.
Yeah, exactly. Aww. You know what I mean? So guys like to go, oh, you know what I did? And it's like, I bet, especially it's probably somebody of the sex that you want, the gender you're interested in, and probably really attractive to you. And that's why you're like, I'm going to leave all this. Look, I've been guilty of that.
I've seen you live when we went to Vegas for CES last year. And of course, there were many drinks being consumed. Mm-hmm. But I remember in two instances you gave the bartender lady a ridiculous tip.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, it was nice.
And she, look, if I wasn't married, I probably would be married to these people.
I don't know if they would be. One girl cried. It was the first time I saw BJ make a girl cry for something good.
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was going through, I guess, some tough times, which... And it was just like, oh, now we have to listen to the tough, hard time story.
I know, I'm sorry. No, I'm that guy. You need to sit away from me.
Right?
Because I do like to, I do on the sob story.
Two types of people
magnet.
Right there.
Yeah. I'm the sob story too. Magnet.
I almost was like, I'll give you another tip if you stop telling us about your hard times. I'm drunk and trying to have a good night.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry.
But then the other one, she was just like, speechless.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that's her Instagram handle.
Oh, yeah.
Sammy speechless. He made her speechless. And typically, her pictures are what makes you speechless on Instagram.
And I would like to say this.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not true. I did see them. I think if I didn't see, I saw, well, somebody showed me. Oh, she showed me her own pictures.
Yeah. But,
oh, yeah.
No, she added us on Instagram because remember, she was having such a good time. She's like, oh, I just want to follow you guys. I want to check out your radio show. And you're like, oh, find us on Instagram because she was big on Instagram.
Oh, so we never saw her pictures at the bar at all.
No, we did because she added all of us on Instagram and you went on your phone. And I knew the moment when you found out that she was following us on Instagram because all of a sudden you go, Steve!
Oh, that's right.
Phone.
I was
and
like,
then
whoa.
You point at her. You're like, this is her!
And I was like, yeah, I know, I'm aware.
But
no!
It was a really almost naked picture. It was a fantastic picture.
It was a great picture. And I'm like, okay, this was not the conversation. Like, I didn't expect the conversation to take this turn where all of a sudden here's a picture of her.
But Dan, you would have never expected this girl to be doing that kind of, those kind of pictures on Instagram. She seemed so... Not like girl next door, but kind of like punk rock girl next door. Because she had tattoos all over her hands.
Yeah. Oh, I follow her. Yeah, I know. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It was funny because guys
talked about
it.
She was dressed like in a hoodie. It wasn't like she was
really
selling her sexuality.
No, not at all. Wow. Yeah, she had a really good personality for dudes. I mean, she really had a good sense of humor. She didn't speak too much. Well, you know how, so you know what I mean? You know,
I like my women being like,
well, you know, sometimes. I mean, you know what I'm saying? She's like a girl that would hang out with the
girl
dudes.
Doesn't open her mouth unless you speak to her.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I know, but it just sounded funny. It sounded like a caveman.
Well, in other words, she's not like Vicky. And
she ain't one of them mouthy broads, Danny. You know what I'm talking about.
She ain't like that Vicky. Keep talking all about what she wants to talk about.
You guys came back talking about her, and I followed her immediately, and I think half of Seattle did, too.
Yeah, so, no, yeah. I sometimes see on her posts and be like, BJ Nick sent me here. Like,
fantastic.
She's like, they're still talking about me?
Yep.
Speaking of being mouthy, I would like to complain about something.
Oh, boy.
Please. Oh, boy. Here we go.
I just had to delete something on our BJ Shays Geek Nation Facebook page. People are posting spoilers already to the Endgame movie.
Why would they?
And I don't know if they're real or not, so we have a rule, Rev and I. You spoil it, you're banned.
Yeah, why?
Oh, you're banning them from the page?
Yep.
Straight up.
All right.
Damn.
I don't have a problem with that. Rev's rule.
Well, somebody's mad at us because they thought we spoiled the Avengers when I said Batman killed Thanos. Like, they legit were mad on Twitter, on Instagram, on text.
First of all, if you don't know that Batman is not in the MCU, then you're not a big enough fan that you shouldn't even care about this.
Well, maybe they're a fan of the movies but don't really pay attention to the loyalties to certain brands.
No, they have to. No, but nobody would mistake Batman and Thanos in a movie. They just wouldn't. Come on.
I might.
But you wouldn't care if we spoiled it then,
but
would
what
you,
if
Danny?
You love the last Avengers movie, but you're not a big comic book guy, so you don't know who's on what team.
Yeah.
All right, I guess.
I thought it was funny. Like, he was like, if you guys are really spoiling it, you're a bunch of jerks.
No, we're not spoiling it. As a matter of fact, we're deleting people that are spoiling it. We're the anti- I don't want to spoil stuff for people. I mean, look, I've done it unintentionally, but I'm not the guy that wants to troll like that. People want to go and have a nice time.
Yeah.
You know, and I, so far I know nothing, but I'm going to need to know something because I need to know when to go to the bathroom. So I'm going to have something spoiled for me.
I saw it on Facebook. People are already creating memes that tell, I think there's one of them says when the Hulk gets a sandwich, that's when you can go and go pee.
Okay, good.
Which is funny because then all of a sudden I saw this whole thread about, well, what kind of sandwich is he eating? Or when the Hulk gets lunch.
Oh.
And people are wondering, well, what kind of lunch is he getting?
It's there's three times you can go pee. The last hour, there is no time to pee.
That's a problem for me because I don't know if I can hold off for an hour.
But I mean, the first one is like 30 minutes in. It's when the San Francisco title card comes on screen. So when you see San Francisco on
That's
the screen, go pee 30 minutes.
30 minutes is too soon.
And then an hour into the film when the Hulk is having lunch. And then the next time would be...
Who's he having lunch with?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
But then when New Jersey is also on the screen, that is a good time to go pee, and that's the last time
you
pee.
When's that? How far in the movie is that?
69 minutes.
That one doesn't say.
Oh,
but just know when New Jersey hits, go.
I need a good... Like, if it's a three-hour movie, I'm going to need a two-hour pee time.
We're just casually spoiling things.
Not really.
What, the Hulk having lunch? We know the Hulk's on the
movie. I'm just telling you when to pee.
We know that.
I thought the Hulk was on a hunger strike. You just spoiled it.
Oh my God, San Francisco's in the movie.
How is this spoiling it?
You're mentioning characters who weren't in the last movie.
Oh, he's right. No, he's right about
Jesus,
that.
Jesus, you people.
He is right about the Hulk.
Yeah.
Some people
what do you
call
mean, you people?
The
some people call
worst.
Mark,
I don't know what's happening.
Ruffalo, the Hulk. He actually was in the movie.
Oh, yeah, he's right. She's right. He was in the movie at the beginning.
Rev is going to yell at you, and it's going to be fantastic.
I know, but Rev's right. The storyline is... But yeah, I will say this.
Dude. Rev, he had Jimmy John's.
Will you not be pissed, Rev, if the Hulk is not in the movie? I mean, I understand the storyline had it that the Hulk was being all like, I don't want to come out and fight
anymore. Aren't they all in the movie? This is the big movie of
That's
movies.
What I'm saying. Even though, Rev, they're saying the Hulk's in the movie, will you not be pissed if the Hulk's not? I'll be pissed if the Hulk is not in the movie.
I understand it, but also, like, seriously, like, that whole entire thing just gave away the... Oh, you people.
It really gave away something?
What did it give away?
Unless that's just, like, the basic name. Like, some people might not know Bruce Banner that well, and they just know him as that.
Vicky, I don't think you're helping.
No,
I don't know.
It's not,
I tried.
No.
Mountain.
Rev, you got to tell me what you think it's giving away.
What, do you think they're all dead and we're just going to watch Thanos walk around?
If it happens in the middle of the movie, now all of a sudden you know that that character is going to be in that movie at that time, in that sort of position and in that character, so you know where things
are. One texter's right. Oh, yeah. The Hulk apparently is having lunch with Spock and Han Solo.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Come on!
What? Mm-hmm. That ruins everything! Yeah. Rev is worse than me, and I love it.
Mm.
I didn't think anybody would be worse than me, but Rev is worse than me.
Oh, yeah. You're the ones who spoiled it.
I want to spoil
it. That was not
it.
A spoil.
All right.
I wish I was seeing it right now so I could spoil it.
This is why I have to watch it tonight.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
You people.
Yeah. And he's going to spoil it for us tomorrow.
I am.
While he's banning other people from the site for doing it. Oh, that would be
hypocritical. You guys are all banned from the Facebook page.
Okay.
I'm not even following it.
You jerk. Steve, you're not even paying attention to the show anymore, let's be honest.
I just want to know what the Hulk had for lunch.
Here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and a boy band have in common?
That answer we have to get
from. They're all in the Avengers.
They're all in the Avengers.
No?
I'll tell you
what. Is that spoiling it, Rev?
No.
Well, he walked out.
Yeah, he's mad at you, dude.
Oops.
Whoops. All right, well, we'll get the Rev back, and we'll find out what Ryan Castle and the boy band have in common, and we'll find out what the Hulk had for lunch at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a boy band have in common?
I used to be in O-Town.
Oh,
some
yeah?
Some say you still are.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the song goes, I'll take you there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know any O-Town songs.
I don't think that's an O-Town song.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't be shocked if it was.
Probably the best boy band, though. I mean, them and Menudo.
Oh, you can't beat Menudo, yeah. Right.
One person says they both make you feel mildly uncomfortable when you realize you sort of like both. I used to have a Menudo button. I don't remember who was it. Ricky Martin was one of the members of Menudo. Do you know that, BJ? Mm-hmm.
I do remember that Ricky Martin was in Menudo. Yeah, I actually do.
Their boy band was smart. As soon as you got too old, they kicked you out and put someone new in.
Didn't New Edition work that way, too? Didn't they have, like, a rotating cast of characters in New Edition?
I can't remember it, but definitely Menudo. But you might be right about New Edition, too. But, yeah, that was funny. Menudo was like, how old are you? You got whiskers. Get out.
Someone says Steve's wife has a thing for both. Just in sync.
You sure?
She hates the Backstreet Boys. Oh, if you want to piss her off, start singing Backstreet Boys.
How she feel about O-Town?
Well, that's the place that Steve can never take her.
What? Ooh. That was a joke.
It's debatable. Okay, fine. Ryan Castle. I'm not going to say that, but he is up next with the 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
I feel like the oldest millennial is like 38, 39, so they're not that much younger than you.
Right.
The oldest ones.
Yeah, Steve's on the cusp. He's Generation
X. It's more fun to say, shut up, you stupid millennial, than shut up, you stupid Gen Z.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I feel bad for Generation X. Nobody talks about them anymore. They're like, either baby boomers get talked about, like, getting to die already, and millennials, but the Generation Xers, no one's talking about you guys.
That's right. They know not to speak.
Well, I feel like a lot of the generation.
They know not to speak. What are you, like, Fight Club?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a mafia.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.